Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Tavistock Development Company, the driving force behind Sunbridge, Central Florida's only naturehood. Together with the Florida Headwaters Foundation, Sunbridge is committed to creating a legacy of sustainability for future generations. More at sunbridgefl.com.
Meet the candidates running for Orange County Mayor. You're listening to The Wrap from Central Florida Public Media. I'm Brendan Byrne. It's election season, and Orange County voters are set to choose a new mayor in August. Four candidates are vying for the seat to replace outgoing Mayor Jerry Demings: former Orange County Commissioner and current Clerk of the Courts Tiffany Moore Russell, businesswoman Stephanie Murphy, who represented parts of Central Florida in the U.S. Congress, current Orange County Commissioner Myra Uribe, all Democrats. The lone Republican in the race is Winter Park Tech entrepreneur Chris Messina. We'll hear from each of the candidates on the issues that matter to Orange County residents. That's ahead on The Wrap, the big stories this week from Central Florida Public Media. But first, these headlines. Lieutenant Governor and gubernatorial candidate Jake Collins is challenging the eligibility of opponent James Fishback. WUSF's Douglas Soule has this story from the Tallahassee hearing earlier this week.
Things got heated before it even began. Fishback got into it with Collins' top advisor, John Cardillo.
We get to the bottom of everything that happened here. Who financed this? Enjoy cell block one.
James will be an authoritarian.
Yes, I will, and I'm proud of it.
Yes.
A lot of people are going to prison.
There is no evidence the Collins team broke the law with their challenge, but there is Florida law putting a 7-year residency requirement on governors. Collins says Fishback doesn't meet it. His team presented documents they say back that up. They include records showing Fishback once registered to vote and voted in Washington, D.C., and listed his condo there as his primary residence on mortgage paperwork. Fishback didn't deny this. He says he, quote, inadvertently registered in D.C. after walking into a polling place to vote for Trump in 2020. He says he was stuck there at the time because of COVID, but insists Florida was home. And he says in 2021, he signed his mortgage papers in a rush and didn't mean to list it as his primary residence. He acknowledged it could come with legal consequences in D.C. since he maintains his main residence was in Florida.
If I am criminally prosecuted for telling the truth today, I will face that fate soon enough.
Yet, in the hallway after the hearing, Fishback said he didn't anticipate such consequences. He also says he thinks the judge will side with him, and he got into it again with Collins' advisor. A ruling is expected Monday. I'm Douglas Soule in Tallahassee.
Volusia County will create Florida's first database to identify people convicted of domestic abuse in the hopes of reducing recidivism and preventing dating violence. The county council made some last-minute changes to the proposal before approving it, as Central Florida Public Media's Sam Stockbridge explains.
Initially, the database would include only people with multiple domestic violence convictions in the county, but council members agreed to include one-time convicted abusers, too. They also clarified that the database wouldn't just include new abusers, but also people convicted in the past 10 years. The proposal won endorsements from 6 county municipalities. It isn't expected to cost much money or staff time.
That was Sam Stockbridge reporting. A 2-armed space robot is on its way to give extra life to an out-of-gas satellite thousands of miles up. SpaceX successfully launched Northrop Grumman's spacecraft from Cape Canaveral on Tuesday. It's the second satellite-saving mission to launch this month. Another company's spacecraft rocketed into orbit at the beginning of July to boost NASA's Swift Observatory. The aging telescope will crash to Earth this fall unless it's lifted into higher orbit. Northrop's robotic helper is targeting communications satellites 22,300 miles above Earth. It launched with 3 jetpacks to provide extra oomph to the 3 faltering satellites. These stories and more on our website. Visit cfpublic.org. Orlando Story Club's bi-monthly storytelling competitions are geared towards building community through personal storytelling.
We'll have someone come in that's 18, and we'll have someone come in that's 88, and the two of them will have a very similar story that bonds them.
Hear more about how you can tell your story. That's on Spotlight this week. Get it where you get this podcast. Orange County Mayor Jerry Demings' second term in office is coming to an end. 4 candidates are on the August ballot to replace him. It includes former Orange County Commissioner and current Clerk of the Courts Tiffany Moore Russell, businesswoman Stephanie Murphy, who represented parts of Central Florida in the U.S. Congress, current Orange County Commissioner Myra Uribe, all three Democrats. The lone Republican in the race is Winter Park Tech entrepreneur Chris Messina. Central Florida Public Media's Engage invited all four county mayor candidates to answer questions. They all agreed, and over the past 2 weeks, we taped all four separately via Zoom. Here's Engage's Richard Copeland.
We led off our discussion with the same get-to-know-you type question. What do you believe to be the top three issues in Orange County, and how do you plan to solve them? Orange County Commissioner Myra Uribe began her response by looking at ways to boost the local economy.
We need better paying jobs, and we need companies to come here that offer that. We are very based on an industry that has taken one third of our population and its workforce, and it's one of the not best working financially positions that it's in. While they have a role at the table, if you really want people to be able to afford here, live here, and prosper here, we've got to be able to open this up and allow that to happen and encourage businesses to come here. Additionally, we have a lot of entrepreneurs, and we really need to help entrepreneurs. We have programs, but yet everybody works in silos. Transportation. This is a hard one for me because transportation, housing, and jobs really all correlate together. You can have the best jobs, the best homes, the best schools, but if you can't move people, you're stagnant. Right now, what you're seeing is people who take public transit because they have to, not because they want to. And for instance, when we talk about SunRail, when we talk about links and buses, big buses are not it, but connectivity is, straight line. And housing. Housing continues to struggle here in Central Florida. One, we have an internal process that is not built to actually encourage and streamline and process people. Secondly, we don't really have an incentive for folks to build affordable housing. We need that to happen.
Businessman Chris Messina agrees that jobs are the number one priority. His approach to job creation focuses on a specific sector.
Particularly in space tech, and we're working hard to bring in the first military academy in the South, the Space Force Academy, to Orange County, and that will spin off a minimum of $1 billion. And we know that because we benchmarked against the other military academies, such as West Point. And we think it'll be more because space is kind of the new frontier, and Orange County is uniquely positioned because of its presence in the center of Florida, its access to the world's premier launch facility at Cape Canaveral, and the university at UCF. The second issue for me is we've got to keep our kids safe, and keeping them safe in every environment that they're in. But a big part of that is giving them hope for the future. And part of that hope is, again, around great jobs. And so we have a program that we've initiated, we're promoting. It's called Orange County Works. And the idea is to provide a subsidized education for everybody who wants, from junior year in high school on through middle age, for everybody who wants and is able to get into a trade school for a trade school education, plumber, welder, electrician, CAD/CAM operator. The third thing we need to do, and our third major platform plank, is we have to get rid of waste, fraud, and bureaucracy in county government so we can invest where we need to, such as affordable housing and better transportation without raising taxes.
Orange County Clerk of Courts Tiffany Moore Russell agrees with the other candidates about the issues. She just prioritizes them in a different order.
So the three issues for me are housing, transportation, and economic prosperity. All lead up to, you know, an affordable quality of life so someone can thrive here in Central Florida. So first I will talk about housing. And housing has been presented in so many different fashions, whether it's affordable, accessible, whatever you want to call it. We are pricing everybody, except a certain percentage of our population, out of affording their homes or being able to rent in this community. And we have to look at certain things like increasing supply to create more supply to respond to the demand. And secondly, they got to look for some more creative solutions for housing. I think we should look and see what other cities are doing. Like, there are some cities out there are doing inclusive housing. And so I think we have to make some changes internally in Orange County. That's the housing side of things. I think Orange County should look at being innovative and doing redevelopment, reinvesting and incentivizing those who want to reinvest in our inner legacy communities, whether that's Colonial Town, whether that's South Apopka, whether that's Lockhart, whether that's Pine Hills, Holden Heights. We have a lot of legacy communities where there is very little investment, and try to incentivize those to come back into this community where we already have existing infrastructure. Transportation is tied to housing, it's tied to affordability. We need a robust transportation plan from roads to, to rail, to sidewalks, to trails, all of those things that allow people to move throughout this community. I think we have to look at existing resources, working with the state and federal government to address our transportation challenges and a need for diversity in our resources, the private sector. But ultimately, we will have to come back and revisit a dedicated funding source.
And former Congresswoman Stephanie Murphy identifies the same issues as her opponents, the need to create more better-paying jobs, a way to address traffic congestion and improve public transportation, and of course, facilitating more affordable housing.
I think we have to find ways to deliver more units to market to meet the demand. I think we have to find ways to reduce permitting times, incentivize infill development, implement new construction technologies that lower the cost of delivering housing units so that we can address the need and the demand and lower the cost. On the congestion piece, for as long as I've lived here in Orange County, we have talked about the need for investments into transportation and infrastructure. And I think as a community, we have to begin to make those real investments into a multimodal system that enables people to get connected to opportunity. When I was a member of Congress, I pulled down billions of dollars for I-4 expansion, for smart traffic signals, for redoing main streets for bike and pedestrian friendly. We need more of that. And in order for us to meet the growth needs and the necessary investments, we have to layer our county resources with state resources and with federal resources in order to be able to deliver a multimodal transportation system that works for this community. And the final piece is around better paying jobs. We have a significant part of our economy is tourism. And in many ways, that's great because it has enabled us the resources to be able to spend on some of these public goods. But we also have this incredible opportunity to diversify our economy in meaningful ways into space and defense sectors, into UAVs, so drones, that kind of technology, whether it's to deliver munitions, groceries, or people. We have the ability to diversify into the biomedical space.
Those were the four candidates for Orange County Mayor. That election is August 18th. Hear more from the candidates by listening to Engage. Get it where you get this podcast. That's it for The Wrap this week. This podcast is produced by Central Florida Public Media with editorial assistance from News Director LaToya Dennis. I'm Brendan Byrne. This is The Wrap.